Psalms chapter 138. The Lord will accomplish his purpose in me. Your mercy, O Jehovah, is forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Verse 8. When doctors gave no hope to a newborn niece, and on several other occasions of my own health difficulties, I marked this verse in my Bible, adding a prayer. Do not forsake me. I may not understand all sovereign purposes, but I cling to one great truth. God will not forsake the one he created. God does not forsake us and leave us adrift. Not only will he not forsake us, he also has a purpose for the lives of each of us. Today, after many years, I see my niece serving God with her beautiful voice, and my heart joyfully confirms the answer to the prayers of her relatives. However, God does not always act according to our expectations. Perhaps for others, his purpose has not been healing or success, because his sovereignty, the divine purpose, was another. But in both, his mercy is continuous and permanent. For this reason, David begins the psalm with expressions of gratitude and praise. I will give you thanks with all my heart. I sing praises to you before the pagan gods. I will bow down and worship toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word together with your name, verses 1 and 2. Your purpose, your name, and your word. Everything points to him. The rest, although it worries us so much, is not as important as we think.